Nebraska Extension Almanac.
The cattle market has been hitting historic highs recently, but is also facing a few serious issues this season, including a smaller herd, input costs, and feed shortages. Extension Assistant Educator Connor Beeler talks about these issues and how producers can stay profitable.
We currently have the lowest cattle numbers that we've had since the 1950s. So with that, we've actually improved our technologies and genetics so we can produce more beef per animal, but we still have tight supplies. The drought hasn't really improved on the plains, and so the retention that we thought we were going to see, we necessarily haven't seen quite as much of. And I think with these fibers and the lack of forage out in western Nebraska and parts of Kansas, I think that's going to continue to increase these prices. We're not getting cattle across the Mexican border currently, which that's over 1 million head per year that we put on feed. And so feedlot space is getting hard to fill, and trying to find those margins and get those cattle at an affordable price to where you can put some cost-effective gains on them. I think converting traditional row crop acres into annual forages is a good risk management and profitability strategy. It sounds like nitrogen's still hard to come by, and so these annual forages, they use about a third of the nitrogen that traditional corn plants would probably use, and so it's a good way to decrease your input costs and taking a look at, is there another way that we can put some gain on cattle, or could we do a grazing lease if we're not particularly the cattle owners? Several years ago, when corn was up around $7, we saw a lot of fields with nice fences around them start to get tilled up. And I think this year in particular, with maybe weaker corn prices than we've seen traditionally and improved prices of beef, this could be a good way to increase your profits on a whole farm profitability scale. I think the most important thing is taking a pencil to paper and looking at what your input costs for both systems could be that row crop production or forage production, and then pencil out your expected outputs as well, and just kind of figure on a per acre basis where you can get more profit. And also another thing to take a look at there would be the amount of time that you're going to be spending. One thing a lot of producers don't do is they don't pay themselves for their time. They just look at the bottom line of the actual input costs. So if this system is less expensive and it requires less input of labor, I think it's definitely a valuable thing to take into consideration. The best time to plant this forage is going to be mid-May to early June, that time frame. And then so you're looking at about 30 to 45 days to where it's actually established enough to where you can graze it. On the sorghum sedan varieties, you're going to want to wait until they're at least 18 inches tall. Prior to that, there's going to be some prussic acid that can cause some toxicities to the cattle. Other varieties that are going to produce less forage, such as a pearl millet maybe, you can start grazing those at about a 12 to 18 inch range. One thing I would say the producers should consider in these current times is that these high costs reward low input costs. So if you can reduce that cost to gain and reduce your feeding of harvested or stored feeds, I think that's a good way to get ahead of this curve and put lower costs to gain on these cattle.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.